Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. So many organizations are looking at coaching programs. They have them or they are going to have them. It may be they're evaluating what they have, looking for ways to increase efficacy. It may be they're deciding to start a program, or it may be they're wondering how to take what they do have to the next level. Whatever it is, increasingly, coaching programs inside of organizations are almost a must-have. We do know that leaders are expected to develop their coaching skills. There are a number of positions inside the organization where coaching skills are requested or required for the opportunity. That may be something in organizational development, leadership development. It may be an HR position and potentially in talent development as well. With so much of a focus on coaching, it brings you to what's behind that. What are the reasons? The bottom line is the impact that coaching has inside of an organization, the return on investment that the company gains. For example, in 2001, a study by Metrics Global to look at the business benefits of a coaching program came back with these numbers: a 529% return on investment. And then when they added employee retention, the ROI jumps to 788%. Personnel Management Association looked at productivity in an organization, the go-to being training. They said when you do a training program, you get a 22% improvement in productivity. When you add coaching to that, you get an 88% gain. Manchester Inc. looked at 100 executives and found an average return on investment of 6 times the cost of coaching. A quote for you. It says, "We've done lots of research over the past 3 years, and we've found that leaders who have the best coaching skills have better business results." That comes from Tanya Clemens, the VP of Global Executive and Organizational Development at IBM. Metropolitan Life Financial Services did a program to offer coaching for retail salespeople. Their productivity increased 35%. 55% of the people identified new markets. Metropolitan retained all of the salespeople who were coached. The program cost them $620,000 and delivered $3.2 million in measurable gains. Phenomenal numbers here. Amoco did a study. They're now part of British Petroleum. And over a 10-year period of time, found that the people who had a coach demonstrated improved performance, increased ratings of potential for advancement, and 50% higher average salary increases. Again, a phenomenal number. Clearly, coaching has an impact. There is tremendous value. Starting a coaching program begins with creating the buy-in to the value of it, sharing with the senior leadership the research, the numbers, the impact of what this program can and will do inside of companies is so incredibly important, because that's how you get their buy-in. And the buy-in at the top trickles down and spreads out to everyone. When you want a coaching program, that's your first step, getting the buy-in. From there, you're going to look at how does coaching sit as the solution to what's going to happen. Coaching programs support organizational development because they will enhance employee skills, address derailing behaviors, maximize productivity, boost employee engagement, increase talent retention, cultivate the high potential employees, develop the leaders, and facilitate transitions. Think about coaching as an incredible tool for supporting change. Once you have the buy-in at the top, what happens is you move into determining what the program is going to look like. A big part of that is deciding which department will have oversight of the coaching program, which employees will have oversight. From there, you're developing the infrastructure, policies, and procedures. When you set this up well, you have a solid foundation for a successful program. At that point, it's a matter of addressing whatever comes up as you go, adjusting, evaluating, enhancing, and upgrading what you're doing. Two, taking the time to develop the mission statement, the vision statement for the program, reviewing the code of ethics for coaches, the core values for coaches, and of course, the competencies for coaches, support the awareness of how to make it work. Examples of a mission statement for an internal coaching program: promote and empower employee engagement through powerful conversations. Perhaps a vision statement becomes enhanced organizational effectiveness and productivity through fully integrated and supported employees. Those are a few ideas. Play with that. There are more ideas. It's based on what you want the purpose of the program to be and the outcome of the program to be. A next piece with this is the ethics. Typically, the organization already has a code of ethics in place. Most of it will align with the coaching code of ethics, and there will be nuances and differences. Most significantly, for an internal coaching program to be successful is ensuring the confidentiality of the coaching conversations. Because if an employee is working with a coach in the organization and that conversation is not kept confidential, in addition to damaging the relationship with that employee, other employees will hear about it. And that will take away from the value of the program. So setting up how the confidentiality is going to be managed is essential. And this is where the International Coaching Federation Code of Ethics comes in. In that Code of Ethics, they talk about the confidentiality. In the ethics interpretive statements, they give an example. If an internal coach is using a company-owned computer or device to take notes during a coaching session, then it's not confidential. And the reason for that is because those notes, that information, can be accessed by other people and are actually owned by the company. So it's a failure to protect the confidentiality. What do organizations do? In many cases, the internal coaches use their own devices, their own personal computer that they keep protected that nobody else has access to. Next, you're having a conversation about emails because company email addresses are owned by the company, as is all of the content on them. So it's having a conversation with the individual being coached, the client, about how you're going to manage that because the companies, also known as the sponsors, devices and email addresses do belong to them, and it's their information. Consider also the telephone that you use or an online platform that you use. Is it confidential? Is it protected? Is it basically where only the coach and the client have access to it? So setting that up correctly will make a difference in the success of the program because it will make a difference in the value of the relationships and the outcome of those relationships. Defining your core values is one way of promoting this. Consider what you want those to be. Is it about engagement, empowerment, independence, confidentiality, maybe a core value that you're talking about? Productivity can come in as a core value. It may be about collaboration and integrity and respect. Whatever it is inside your organization, getting the clarity around that will make a difference. Coaching programs start with the buy-in at the highest levels in the organization because then they're supported. That buy-in does trickle down. You move into the planning, deciding which department and which people are overseeing the program. You ensure you have your mission statement, your vision statement, your ethics aligned, and your core values clearly defined. In the next podcast, we'll continue this conversation. So do come back. I'm Kathy Liska at the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.